Okay, our next presentation is Plant Growth Regulators and Soil Surfactants Improve Warm Season Turf Grass Quality Under Saline Conditions. Presenting is Marco Schiavon.
Thank you for the introduction and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Marco Schiavon and I'll be talking about warm season turf quality under drought stress and saline conditions using plant growth regulators and soil surfactants. I'm currently getting my PhD in at the New Mexico State University, and this graph shows you the cumulative reference evapotranspiration and precipitation on an average year in Las Cruces, New Mexico. As you can see, our precipitation rate is approximately 200 millimeters, and this amount of water does not replace yearly evapotranspiration. Moreover, the gap between the two curves widens in summer when the plants are fully growing. Our problem is that public water demand for the irrigation of landscape area doubles in summer in comparison to winter. It is obvious that in an environment like ours, we have to find water conservation strategies to irrigate landscape areas. There are mainly six water conservation strategies for reduced potable water irrigation for turf. The first one is the use of artificial turf. The second is reduce the area under irrigation. The third one is irrigation with recycled or impaired water, and 75% of groundwater in New Mexico is considered saline. The fourth is the use of warm season turf grass species. Unfortunately, 4 to 6 months of dormancy are not accepted by golfers and homeowners yet. The fifth is accept quality reduction, and the sixth is increase irrigation efficiency. We can do that by schedule our irrigation, irrigating following weekly or daily T, or we can do that improving our water distribution. It has been shown that a sprinkler system, which is the most common system to irrigate landscape area, do not provide water uniformly to the grass as they are subjected to wind drift and evaporation. Subsurface drip irrigation, on the other hand, are supposed to distribute water more evenly as they apply water straight to the root zone. My presentation will focus mainly on point number 3, number 4, and number 6. Also, the chemical industry provides a solution for water conservation needs. Soil surfactants has been shown to improve soil moisture retention on treated soil, and as soil moisture retention and infiltration increases, irrigation requirement decreases. Moreover, plant growth regulators such as Trinexapacetyl are shown to lower transpiration rates, and the less water is lost by the plant, the less we'll have to irrigate our turf. Moreover, if saline water is used to irrigate the turf, the plant will uptake less salt from the soil. The objective of my study were to investigate turf quality and length of growing season of two turf grass species, Bermuda grass and seashore paspalum, under drought stress when plant growth regulator and soil surfactants were applied. Moreover, we wanted to study the quality of these two turf grass species when they were irrigated through saline irrigation and subsurface drip irrigation. A study was conducted in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and this is part of a multi-year study, but I'm only presenting the first year result today, using two water qualities, potable 0.6 decisiemens per median and saline from a saline aquifer 2.3 decisiemens per meter. Irrigation was applied initially at 70% reference evapotranspiration, but soon decreased to 50%, and it was applied through sprinklers or subsurface drip irrigation. The grass species used in the study were Paspalum vaginatum cultivar sea spray and Cynodontactylon cultivar Princess 77. Plots were mowed at 2 centimeters, 2 to 3 times per week, depending on the season, and a total of 20 grams of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium were applied to the plot per square meter per year. My treatments consisted in a plant growth regulator and two soil surfactants tested against a non-treated control. The plant growth regulator was Trinexapacketil, commercial name Primomax, produced by Syngenta. And the soil surfactants were, first one, a blend of ethylene oxide and propylene oxide, commercial name Revolution. And the second was a blend of alkoxylated polyols and glucoethers, commercial name Dispatch, both produced by Aquatrols. Treatments were applied starting in June, monthly, at label rate. Data collection consisted in turf visual ratings on a scale from 1 to 9, and NDVI collected biweekly starting from June 28th until dormancy. Moreover, leaf samples were collected to quantify superoxide dismutase activity. Superoxide dismutase is an antioxidant enzyme, and it is considered sort of a primary defense against reactive oxygen species which are formed in plants during the stress. The activity was measured according to Giannopoulidis and Rice method, and it was measured only for plots treated with Primomax, Revolution, and untreated control. The experimental design was a completely randomized block design with free replication, water quality as main block, irrigation, grass, and treatment as splits. The data were analyzed using SproxMix with repeated measure as covariance structure, and we used Fisher's least square difference to separate our means at a probability of 0.05. This graph shows you cumulative monthly precipitation, irrigation, and evapotranspiration during the study. As you can see, the sum of precipitation and irrigation never match reference evapotranspiration. Therefore, the grass was considered drought stress. Moreover, irrigation was withheld every time that a single rainfall event exceeded 7.5 millimeters. As for visual ratings, the main effects of treatment and grass species resulted to be significant, and the interaction between data collection day and treatment and data collection day and grass. Neither water quality nor irrigation system affected turf visual quality. This graph shows you the interaction between treatment and data collection day. Turf quality is plot on the y-axis. The scale was 1 to 9, but I compressed it in order to show differences better. The blue line represents plot treated with Primomax. The black line represents plot treated with Dispatch. The red line represents plot treated with Revolution, and the green line is our untreated control. Letters on top of each point represent statistically differences between treatments on separate days. As you can see, Primomax improved improved turf quality starting a month and a half after our first application. The quality improvement was consistent through all the summer. Plots treated with Dispatch also improved quality, while plots treated with Revolution showed the same quality of our untreated control. What's really interesting to notice is that meanwhile, plots treated with Dispatch, Revolution, and untreated control went into dormancy all at the same time. Plots treated with Primomax hold its color longer during the fall. These pictures were taken on November 1st, and as you can see, our untreated control is almost into dormancy, while plots treated with Primomax were holding color much longer. And this graph shows the interaction between grass species and data collection date. Grass species turned out to be significant starting October 4th, previous date. There were no significant differences between grasses. The red bars represent plots, Bermuda grass plots, and the green bars represent seashore paspalum plots. And as you can see, seashore paspalum went into dormancy slower in comparison to Bermuda. This picture was taken October 25th, and these are Bermuda plots, and as you can see, they are going into dormancy, while seashore paspalum plots hold a much nicer green color. As for NDVI, only the interaction between data collection day and grass was significant. Again, neither water quality nor irrigation system affected our NDVI ratings. This graph shows the interaction between data collection day and grass species. NDVI ranges from 0 to 1, but we compressed again the axis in order to show difference clearly. And NDVI confirmed our visual rating results, confirming that seashore paspalum went into dormancy slower in comparison to Bermuda grass. As for superoxide dismutase activity, only the main effects of treatment and grass species resulted to be significant. Sampling date was not significant, and again, neither water quality nor irrigation system affected superoxide dismutase activity. As for treatment, as you can see, plots treated with PrimoMax showed a higher SOD activity in comparison to our untreated control and Revolution. Revolution did not seem to have a positive effect on superoxide dismutase activity. As for grass species, Bermuda grass showed higher activity than seashore paspalum, suggesting the idea that other mechanisms are involved in seashore paspalum tolerance to heat and salt. In summary, we can say that our moderate salinity of water and irrigation system do not affect Bermuda grass and seashore paspalum quality under drought stress. PrimoMax and Dispatch improve quality of drought stress warm season turf grasses, while Revolution did not show any improvement from our untreated control. Moreover, PrimoMax improved quality through the fall, and plants treated with PrimoMax went into dormancy slower in comparison to every other treatment. And moreover, PrimoMax improved our superoxide dismutase activity in Bermuda grass and seashore paspalum. I'd like to acknowledge my sponsors and my work group, and I'll be delighted to answer any question. Yes. I don't know. This is an the question was why Primo increased superoxide dismutase activity. Probably lowering transpiration rates, the plant can resist drought better than untreated plants, and so is able to afford stresses better than our untreated plants. Any other question? Yes.
How did you measure ET? I may have missed that.
I didn't say how we measured ET. We actually have our own weather station on our research plot, and we measure weekly evapotranspiration on a tall fescue plot, on a tall fescue big plot. Yes.
You said you irrigated at 50% ET. Did that vary at all throughout the study, or was that consistent?
No. Initially, we irrigated at 7% ET, but after the first month, when we had no results for treatment or for grass species or for any treatment, we actually lowered to 50% ET. And this was probably during July. Any other question?
All right, thank you, Marco.